Com.
$250,000 cables could make a big difference. You know, we're talking about another dump from WikiLeaks. Fair or foul? What a great question. Some of the new documents that were released revealed, let's say, some pretty candid comments from world leaders, to say the least. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. In case you've never heard us before, we zig and zag all over the place on this overnight highway. And as always, you're invited to chime in. Remember, day or night, you can hit us up at americatonight.net. We also have what's now going to be a very slim window when it comes to things that Congress needs to get to and things they might not get to, and then the things that they definitely won't get to. In other words, will anything actually get done in this lame duck window of time? And the big one, of course, one of the big ones is the Bush tax cuts that are expiring rapidly at the end of December. Now, here is pretty much what it means in a nutshell to you and me. Think of the tax cuts expiring and wipe out of your mind for a second, well, screw it. Let the rich people pay more. Forget that for just a second. You got higher taxes. Let's say across the board you get higher taxes because nothing's done. There's not even any kind of an extension, nothing. You get higher taxes across the board. That means we got less do-re-mi to spend. What does that mean? That means businesses are probably not going to be very inclined to pick up any new hires, right? That means our growth economically would certainly slide right down into the toilet. And if the Democrats and the Republicans can't reach any kind of a deal in this lame duck session that started last month, taxes rise across the board in January. That's the way the law reads. Now, that was one of the big pushes for the Republicans who ran in the midterm election, some of the newbies, let's say, and then some of the incumbents. They were pushing that everybody, didn't matter what you were making, would be able to still get the tax cuts that were approved during Bush's presidency. And remember now, our president now wants to extend the tax cuts for people with taxable incomes below $200,000 a year, and then, of course, couples with, you know, $250,000 combined. All right, so the bottom line is a lot of people are teetering on the edge of, what's going to happen here? Are we going to be able to hire people? Can't we hire? I think it's more the business aspect than anything else. And, in fact, I read something the other day that, let's say if Congress let the tax cuts expire, then Moody's Analytics says that the deficit would drop $732 billion. Well, that's below the $1.3 trillion, right, for the deficit for the budget year that's tick-tock stopped September 30th. But also the economy would be slammed. See, that's the other side of it. It's that yin and yang that people don't realize. So growth would actually tail off to, you know, below 1% next year, pretty much more, barely more, than what the recession would be. So unemployment would average at least 10.7% next year. So if you add up the numbers, as we like to do here on the show, the numbers are pretty ugly. I think what happens is there will be a stay of execution, is what I'm calling it. So instead of letting the guillotine completely fall, what Congress might do is agree to extend the tax cuts through, let's say, the end of February.
I think, and if past behavior holds.
And then decide from there what they're going to do. Now, you just heard John McCain. He, of course, has a big say in that. He also talked a lot as part of the Sunday Swirl, which means, you know, all of the politicians who quite often appear on the Sunday shows, whether it's CBS or NBC or CNN or Fox or wherever, more and more of those political shows are cropping up, and they're always on Sunday as they all compete head-to-head. It's interesting stuff to watch, though, if you can handicap it. I like to do that where you flip around. McCain made the round. So McCain is calling on China to actually do something a little bit stronger to rein in North Korea, and then talked about the situation in South Korea in general if this continues with North Korea. Take a listen.
I think if past behavior holds true, the North Koreans will walk up to the edge and then step back and try to get more concessions and more money and more economic aid and more jobs for North Koreans sponsored by South Korea. The key to this, obviously, is China. And unfortunately, China is not behaving as responsible world power. It cannot be in China's long-term interest to see a renewed conflict on the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's not in China's best interest, certainly not. But they're playing loose and fast with this at this point because it's an incredibly volatile situation, especially with South Korea flat out getting very, very itchy on this one. All right, another big story is the one that I mentioned right at the top. And, of course, it's this WikiLeaks thing. Again, more documents being released. And what does it all mean? There are a couple of different ways to look at this. While I believe in the Freedom of Information Act and freedom of the press, I wonder how much will be silenced as a result of some of the things that have come out. In other words, how many more top secret things and how many more layers will there be as a result of it? Absolute power corrupts. We know that. We see that. And if more things continue to be leaked, look out for an even stronger arm, because it's not just about humiliation anymore. Now it's about a dangerous game of who may cut us off. If you've got hundreds of thousands of private cables back and forth that were leaked out, they certainly show an interesting spin internationally on what's happened. And I don't think some of this is surprising, although King Abdullah could not be happy to learn that he made the news, and unfortunately made the news for him, by saying that Iran needed to be attacked. That there was a bunch of cables where he pushed for the U.S. to try to attack that country to destroy its nuclear program, and he wasn't the only one. There were people in Jordan and Bahrain who also were calling for the U.S. to more than strong arm, but to completely blow up the nuclear program by any means necessary. So in the Middle East, this just will cause, I think, more angst, if anything, and beyond angst, maybe something a little more potent than that. So WikiLeaks, if you go there right now, I don't even know if it's up. It crashed at one point. They said there's probably trying to be taken down. I think it's because so many people are actually going to WikiLeaks to check it out for themselves. There was also, in the midst of all these documents, because if you pour through them, it would take forever and a day, but some of the highlights include that the U.S. used some interesting tactics to try to get favor from countries, you know, to win the approval from other countries to accept the free detainees from Guantanamo Bay. An example of that was Slovenia was told to take a prisoner if its president wanted to meet with our president. Also, there was an island in the Pacific that was offered millions of dollars to take in a group of detainees. Interesting stuff. Hey, coming up around the bend, we have some interesting stuff, too, that we're going to be talking about, including, because it is the season to take people out, you know, like the company, our company party's back. We're going to check in with my pal Rick from Rick's Chop House, Rick Wells, about what's going on in his neck of the woods as far as holiday parties. Also, we're going to talk about foster kids and attorneys acting as their advocates and the check on the Federal Reserve. Is it necessary? I say yes. Hang with us.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
A lot on this, that now holiday parties are back. You know, there was, because of the recession and people concerned about companies spending too much money on parties, they started to go away from the holiday party deal. And I always thought that was a shame, because that was the one morale booster. Every place I've worked, it was always a big deal to have a party, to get together and break bread with the people that you might not always do that with, not your lunch buddies, but really the whole office, whether you're in broadcasting or you're in some other line of work. So as I mentioned, I checked with four different sources on this, meaning four different parts of the country, and they've been writing about the fact that the parties are back. That's probably music to the ears of our next guest on America Tonight, Rick Wells from Rick's Chop House. It's in McKinney, Texas. Just great stuff there. And McKinney is such a fabulous, wonderful town. I think it's like now one of the best places to live. Every time I pick up a magazine, it's on the top 10 list to be certain. So I imagine that helps Rick too. But Rick, do you think we're going to see that this Christmas season, this holiday season, that there's going to be more people coming out and having some of those parties?
Well, first of all, I really like the term breaking bread that you use. So I've been talking about breaking bread for all my life, so I love that term. So thanks for getting that back into the mainstream of America. I think it's very important that we sit out and we break bread with our family and our friends, but and also our coworkers. So you know what? It looks like those trends are kind of starting to come back. I was reading an article yesterday in the industry about the last two quarters have been an uptick in positive sales from casual dining all the way up to upscale dining. They've seen positive trends for the first time in 3 years. So that's a really positive sign. And it looks like holiday parties kind of starting to kick back as well. So our holiday bookings are strong walking into the holiday season. And we have a lot of activity over the last couple of weeks. And it feels like it's my sales team, we got together last week, and it looks like we're going to have a lot of activity after Thanksgiving, which kind of tells you that things are hopefully getting a little bit better and people are actually going to plan their holiday party actually a little late, because a lot of our parties are done, you know, months in advance. I had a guy email me today who wanted a party, a company Christmas party for 150 people.
Wow.
Now, that's kind of unheard of. At almost the end of November, 2 days from Thanksgiving, that he's booking a holiday party, and it's not 10 or 15 people, it's 150 people.
Wow.
You kind of expect those type of companies to call you in August and September, because, you know, it's a lot of space that they need. But you're kind of starting to see that. So hopefully we'll continue to see that trend. We've definitely starting to see a trend up in our business, and you would hope that that would carry over to the holiday season.
Yeah, I think it's interesting you said, I'm glad you used that phrase, breaking bread, because to me, I think it's an investment. I mean, you're a restaurant guy, so of course you know you grew up on this. There is something about that, though. There is something about the investment in food, and especially when you're talking about spending a little bit, there's something about that, I believe, Rick, that makes people feel good. You're in the feel-good business, so you see that.
We are in the feel-good business. And what's crazy is that I can remember, and I don't remember, I'm 48, so I forget a lot of stuff, but I can remember when a company 20 years ago quit paying Christmas bonuses and quit doing a holiday party.
See?
And it was just, in my mind, looking back on it, it was such a small investment to make people feel good about getting together. And, you know, it's more about, from a company standpoint, because you'd said earlier when you were visiting, you have a small group of people that you hang out with at work and you go to lunch with them, but you don't necessarily expand that group out to visit with the group. I think it's a huge morale booster, and I also think it's a huge morale downer if companies don't do that, even if it's at their home or office. You know, they don't have to come to the restaurant. We would prefer them to.
Right, to be
but
in the restaurant.
It's extremely important that, you know, people get together and celebrate the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a lot of catering? Do chop houses traditionally?
Rick's is a 4-star restaurant, so you don't see a lot of 4-star restaurants that go out and cater. We see a need for catering, so we have another restaurant called Sauce. That we've launched a catering program that we cater there. And we've also had such an interest at Rick's that we will launch coming into probably second quarter of 2011, and we'll launch a catering company that is called Sterling Catering and Special Events. So it's under our company's flag, but it won't necessarily be Rick's. It's really hard to take a 4-star experience and take it off property. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. So it makes sense to do another business for people listening. And, of course, specializing in beef, is there something, this sounds weird to say, too, because I'm a beef person, but I'm probably from the time I was a kid, that was the deal, to go to the steakhouse, whether it was Zabers or someplace else, that was the deal. That was the special meal. You went there for the special meal. Do you feel like, as a restaurateur in that particular genre, you know, your chop house, you offer all kinds of other things, but do you feel like that you're a destination restaurant for special things?
You know, I'm in a photo shoot this morning, and the photographer looks at me and she goes, you know, I'm with my daughter over the weekend and we're trying on dresses, and she looks at me and she has this really pretty dress on, and she said, this would look really good if we went. And she's 7, okay? 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said, this would look really good to wear this dress. Enjoy this dress at Rick's Chop House. And you remember that as a child. I thought that's very interesting. You kind of remember that. It's a huge deal as children to go to a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, no
and
kidding.
To dress up and to celebrate somebody's anniversary or to celebrate somebody's birthday. And they remember that. One of the questions that I have in an interview process, I ask the individual, what is your most memorable meal? And it's amazing how you kind of talk about, you know, I went to a steakhouse and it was with my family or it was with a party or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's a huge deal.
Absolutely. What do you find that most people, I'm curious about this because I'm a, you know, I mean, I like all beef, but a lot of times I tend to go for the filet. And I was just recently in Mississippi and I was at the Beau Rivage and they have a steakhouse there. And for the first time in a long time, I had a Chateaubriand. And for people listening, all of you guys out there, you know, I don't care if you're driving a truck or you're working in an office someplace and you're a white-collar worker or whatever, all of us get that, you know, get the different cuts of meat. What, first of all, what's your favorite cut of meat, and what do you think most people gravitate toward? Is it fillets?
Well, my favorite cut of beef is a ribeye. It will always probably be a ribeye. It just from a marbling standpoint, a bone-in ribeye is to me the ultimate, you know, piece of meat, and it will be my last meal. And with a baked potato and three onion rings, but that's just me. America loves a filet. And they just, that's what they gravitate to. That's my number one seller. It will probably always be my number one seller. Most people don't want to deal with the fat. They don't want to deal with, you know, what I call marbling, which I call really good. But that's great. At least they're having beef. So, but yeah, most of America, are filet people.
What about steak tartare? I'm a taker on that. Any takers on that?
I love it. You know, I love a beef carpaccio. I mean, those things have a tendency to sell. Nothing, you know, in my world, the last 25 years, I've always played with those things on our menus. They seem to get a good response, but not a great one. I mean, it's great to have those things like that on your menu, but, your tried and true classics is what people continue to gravitate to, especially in this day and age when we went through a very hard time in America. People have a tendency to go back to the classics or to the comfort. And a tenderloin with garlic, mashed potatoes and grilled asparagus is pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely. So Rick Wells has spoken. He says, holiday parties must be up. People are happy. That's a good thing, my friend. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. Come see you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Alabama high test, got me in a big mess. Higher than a wildcat.
Some of you are going to be really interested to find out what our next guest here on America Tonight has to say about the economy and about the Fed. I'm going to speak for him for a quick second here. I saw a quote from where he said, "While America is suffering through its worst spell of unemployment since the Great Depression, some Republicans in Congress actually want to change the law so the Fed can't legally pursue full employment as it's supposed to do now." He went on to say it was pretty crazy stuff. Mark Weisbrot is the co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He joins us now from our nation's capital. Mark, some people listening to this right now are like, "Oh, what is he, crazy? Get rid of the Fed. It's the worst thing. They're the worst thing ever. They're screwing us with the stimulus and everything else." To which you say, what about this backlash?
Well, I mean, I've been criticizing the Fed for at least the past 15 years. And, you know, it is obviously there are big institutional problems with the Fed. I don't have any problem. You know, it's not accountable to the public, really. And that's set up deliberately because it's obviously they're very close to the bankers. But the thing is, when they do something right, you don't want to oppose that because it's actually helping. And the money creation or so-called quantitative easing that the Fed decided to do another $600 billion last week, that's something that will help the economy, and it will help even more if the federal government were smart enough to actually take that money and spend it and have a stimulus.
Yeah, explain that. So I think you did by saying the stimulus and spend it, but quantitative easing, explain that terminology.
Well, it's just kind of a fancy word for saying that the Fed creates money and uses it to buy bonds, existing treasury, long-term treasury bonds that are out there already. And when they do that, that lowers the interest rate on those bonds. And just the same as if China were to buy a lot of them, which they have. And when that happens, that helps, of course. It keeps mortgage rates lower. But more importantly, it does two other things. It creates money. It allows the federal government to actually have a stimulus, which is what we need right now, because private spending is just too weak to create enough jobs for the unemployed and to get the economy really going. And it also does another thing. It takes some of our debt kind of off the books, because the debt that the Fed buys is no longer held by the public, and that means that we, the taxpayers, won't have to pay interest on it anymore.
Right, so that's a good thing that we don't have to pay interest on it.
Explain
that a little bit more, because I know that opens up a different avenue about the interest. Explain that to the listeners.
Well, normally, you know, we have what's called a public debt in the United States, and people like to make a big deal out of it, a much bigger deal than it really is. But, you know, ultimately, you have to pay interest on that debt. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky right now interest rates are very low. And even long-term rates are very low, so the borrowing costs are pretty low. And so even though we have a large debt, it's not really a large debt burden at this time. But interest rates will eventually go up. And what the Fed is doing now is, when the interest rates are low, it's buying these bonds. And when it does that, and those bonds are no longer held by the public, it means that they're held by the Fed. And the money, the interest that is paid by the U.S. Treasury, or which comes from the taxpayers, that goes to the Fed, because they're holding those bonds, that $600 billion, if they buy them all. And that means that on that $600 billion of debt, the Fed takes the interest that it receives and turns it back over to the Treasury. So it's just as if we don't really have the burden of those bonds anymore.
Yeah. Let me ask you another question. In talking about the Fed, I mean, I say this all the time. My father's in the financial industry, and he said, look, not for nothing, but they're printing money, and there's no accountability as to how much money is being printed. What do you say to that when there are a lot of people, not just my father, but a lot of people who
yeah.
say, listen, it's just monopoly money?
Well, you know, that's really wrong. That's just mistaken. I'm sorry. People have this fear. It's kind of drilled into them that printing money is going to lead to inflation or something bad is going to happen. They just don't want to believe that the Fed can create money and you get that for free. And it's true. It's actually true, because at a time like this, the economy is so weak that inflation is barely there. I mean, it's running at 1.2% annually. It's too low. So when you don't have to worry about inflation, the Fed can actually just create money, and there's no cost to it.
To print the money, to do the money thing, put it
That's
out there,
right.
pump it out
you
there.
You can
yeah.
do it, and it's unfortunate that a lot of people don't understand that. They think that there has to be, it's like if you're having too much fun, you think you must be doing something wrong. People have that same idea about creating money. There are times when creating money, of course, will lead to inflation, but this just is not one of them.
So is it just bad PR, or everybody's upset because the unemployment rate's so high and we're looking for explanations? Or
well, people have good reason to mistrust the Fed. I mean, it isn't it's an unaccountable institution. They spent many years, you know, prior to 96, they very often would raise interest rates to deliberately create unemployment and push the unemployment rate up in order to push wages down. That's how the Fed has traditionally fought inflation, and that's how they've done it after 96 too. But at least in around 1996, they finally realized that they could actually allow unemployment to fall, you know, below 6%, then below 5%, and went all the way down to, you know, under 4% in the late 90s. And So they did get better then. But no, the Fed was terrible, has been terrible at many times. They caused, they've brought on most of the recessions that we've had in the post-World War II period by raising interest rates, you know, and unnecessarily in most of those cases. So there's plenty of reason to not like or to mistrust the Fed as an institution. And most recently, of course, Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan both missed the two biggest asset bubbles in the history of the United States, which were the stock market bubble and the housing bubble, which right. brought us two recessions. So they messed up pretty badly, and Bernanke for sure, you know, shouldn't have that job. But that said, again, we have to be objective about it, and being objective means when they do something right, you try and make people understand that that's actually what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, but Mark, Ben Bernanke, I'm not a fan of his either. I think he should have been pink-slipped a long time ago, but yet he gets the cover of Time magazine. So he does have good PR. Somebody around him really, really likes him, and I agree with you about the accountability issue. I think that's absolutely dead on. We talk about it all the time. Congressman Ron Paul is calling for an audit of the Fed. What do you think of the audit idea?
Oh, yeah, we supported that completely, actually. And that was great. You know, we did get something out of that. You know, the legislation was passed, I can't remember when it was, sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good example where you had people on both the left and the right. You had Republicans and Democrats who said, you know, the Fed should be audited. And, of course, you know, the Fed resisted that. The Obama administration resisted all the kind of establishment types. Resisted that, so that was something that came from the base, and a very positive thing. I think the Fed should be much more accountable. Should be really accountable to the Congress. You know, this idea that the Fed has to be what they call independent is really, you know, and I don't even like to use that word because they're not independent of the big financial interests. They're just independent of the public, and that really has to be changed. Now, why is Bernanke doing the right thing this time? Well, I think that he realizes the seriousness of the situation, you know, that if he doesn't act and the federal government doesn't act, and he did say also last Friday that, you know, the federal government should use that money that the Fed is creating to have another stimulus. He realizes this economy is very much in danger of falling into another recession. Or, you know, what would be equally bad, just kind of limping along for the next couple of years with 9 to 10% unemployment and or worse. And that is, so he's doing this because he's worried.
Yeah.
And he should be worried.
Yeah. We just have a minute left. What's your gut feeling? I mean, you're a numbers guy. You do this. Are we going to limp along, do you think? If you were forecasting this, I know you're not Madam Cleo, but that's what you do. You do forecast. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that if the federal government does not come up with another stimulus of some sort, and a bigger one than the one we had, because that was just too small, yes, I think look, you know, the consensus forecast right now among economists is we'll have 8.7% unemployment in 2012. And that's, you know, and even the White House is projecting something like that. So, yeah, it looks very bad. It's just we lost a lot of private spending from the bursting of the housing bubble, as you well know. You know, people are unemployed or underwater on their homes. Are just not going to spend the same kind of money they used to. And there's really, in the short run, there's really no alternative but trying to make that up through some kind of federal stimulus.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Weisbrot, thanks so much, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. We appreciate it. We'd love to have you on again sometime in the near future.
Okay, thank you very much.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You were shuttled from place to place, home to home. You get lost in the shuffle and have nobody to act as an advocate for you. No attorney to really represent you as a child as you go through the system. You ask yourself, well, why an attorney? And the reason is what I just said, because they're the advocate that can watch to make sure the things that should be happening with you are happening in foster care. I checked across the country and found out, of course, there are millions of foster care kids. Heard some sad stories, heard some great stories. In Texas, there are 40,000, they estimate 40,000 children placed in legal care. Thank goodness for volunteer attorneys like Christy Sims Piazza from Coons Fuller in Dallas. Christy, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I mentioned, of course, why it's so important for kids to have that advocate. But explain to the listeners how these kids can get lost in the shuffle so easily as they sometimes go from home to home to home.
Well, basically, here in Texas, once the children have their Child Protective Service case pending, they have court advocates and judges who are looking into their well-being during their court case. But unfortunately, once the kids are placed into the permanent managing conservatorship of the state, those advocates are no longer there representing them because they don't have an active CPS case. So in those circumstances, although the judges are checking in and doing statuses about every 6 months, there's nobody that's going in and visiting with the child or there to advocate for the child's well-being after that time. So we have children after that time that may be being abused in foster care, may not be getting the services that they need. A lot of these children, you know, who come from abusive families may have physical disabilities due to the abuse that they were subjected to, that need counseling, that need therapy, that need things to help them get over what they've been through. And if we don't have an advocate there who's going to visit the child on a weekly or monthly basis, we have nobody there who really knows what's going on with that child.
Once that happens. Yeah, and there are two phases, right, of this. You mentioned about the abused or neglected. And talk about the two phases, because there's when the child has been removed from the house,
correct,
and that's obviously an important phase. Explain what happens there.
Correct. And that is when there is an active case, when the child is going through the court system and the court is trying to decide whether or not this child should be removed from the home permanently and the parent's rights terminated. And so during that time, the child has an attorney who's appointed to their case that will actually be speaking to them and visiting with them to make sure that their needs are being met. But once the court determines that, yes, the children need to be removed permanently and the parents' rights are terminated, that child then becomes under the permanent managing conservatorship of the state of Texas. And that's when they're put into permanent foster homes.
Yeah. What, when you talk about, you know, we talk about these attorneys acting as advocates, of course, and the thing becomes how attorneys are being pulled in 10 different directions. So there is obviously a great need for volunteer attorneys. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
And because the volunteer attorney can watch and shuttle through the process, and probably, I imagine, you don't have enough.
Correct. We have a huge shortage in attorneys who are there to, you know, give their services to act on a pro bono basis to advocate for these children, which is, you know, one of the things that I've been involved in trying to get attorneys to sign up on a pro bono basis to go out and advocate for these children and to make sure that their needs are being met.
Yeah, and the in when you handle these cases, do you find often, because, you know, you get however many attorneys you can round up that can be part of the process, will you sometimes find that you're juggling a couple of kids and that's okay to do that because you can focus on a couple of them at a time? As you said, maybe it's once a month you're checking in, maybe it depends on the situation with the child. But is that possible in trying to meet the needs of the great demand?
Yes, definitely. There's really not, you know, when we talk about demand, there's really not a whole lot of demand that these, you know, kids have. Really the greatest demand is having somebody there that can go visit them in their foster home once a month or, you know, once every week or a couple of weeks to maintain a relationship with the child so that the child, you know, feels comfortable talking to this person about, hey, you know, I've been sick for the past month and I haven't been to the doctor yet, or I've got this toothache and, you know, I haven't been to the dentist, or, you know, my caretaker may be abusing me, or I've been given these, you know, drugs that are making me sleep all the time. You know, things like that, that if, you know, children in most cases when they're being abused or being neglected are only going to talk to people they feel comfortable with. So, you know, really the hardest job that these attorneys would have is just maintaining relationship with the child, which really doesn't take that much time.
Yeah, when you started to look into this, what really jumped out at you, the one thing that you saw with foster children that, I don't know, probably really touched you, but probably touched your heart, probably made you feel awful? You know, I started to look into it, and I thought, wow, this is such a sad situation. I wish I could take all these kids into my own home. What did you find that touched a nerve with you?
Well, you know, I've worked with a lot of children who have been in foster care, but really, I mean, the main thing is these children have already been abused. They've, you know, already had such a rough time, and, you know, they've had their families taken away from them. They've gone through, you know, a court case. All of this has happened, and then once they get into foster care, they have nobody there a lot of times looking out for their best interest. So they feel like, you know, not only have they taken away from, you know, their family and everything they knew, but now they're in a strange place and nobody really cares what happens to them.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What's the demographic makeup? Is there more girls than boys, or nah, it's just, you know, across the
really,
board?
Really, it's across the board. It's across the board race-wise. It's across the board gender-wise.
Wow. Boy, rough stuff to be certain. If an attorney listening to us wants to get involved, and let's say in the Dallas area, but of course across the country there are other volunteer attorney programs, then I'm assuming that they've got to take a course for this, something that they would be eligible to do it, right, with the pro bono work.
Yes. And there is a CLE that gives the training that is required for these attorneys, and that training, the CLE video, is available on the Texas Young Lawyers Association website. And they can find that at www.tyla.org. And they can also find that video on the TexasLawyersForChildren.org website. And that is www.TexasLawyersForChildren.org.
Yeah.
And that video is available. And in addition, the Texas Lawyers for Children website will link up that attorney. Let's say that attorney is not a family law attorney and somebody who's never taken on a case like this before. There are mentors all over the state of Texas that can help them, family law attorneys. I know my firm is a mentor for any attorney wanting to take these kind of cases, to answer the questions, to go to court with you. You know, to help you with any aspect with regards to this case that you may have questions of, or you may not feel like you could do it on your own. There is help there for those attorneys.
Yeah, as a young attorney, you're blowing and going, you're in the midst of your career, but do you find this incredibly rewarding when you get involved?
Incredibly rewarding. I mean, these children have nothing. They've had everything pulled from them, and if us as attorneys, you know, don't step in and help them, then nobody will. We're the only thing that they have, the only people that they have that are going to be looking out for their interests.
Yeah, no
really
kidding.
Scary.
Yeah, it is scary to think about that, but it's right. That's why I said advocate attorney, and you're talking about it's like in Dallas, the Dallas Volunteer Attorney Program. If you don't have those possibilities and that availability, what happens to them? They get lost in the system, I assume.
Yeah, a lot of them do, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's terrific the work that so many are doing, and if people listening to us, you can certainly contact Christy, I'm sure. You'd be willing to take some questions at Coons Fuller. Coons Fuller, you
definitely
mentioned that your firm, of course, is a mentor firm, which is terrific for other attorneys because there are so many across the country even. You may have a question about that. As I said, I dug into it, and it's a problem. And I'm not surprised, not just in the state of Texas, but in many of the places where people are listening, in Kentucky and Illinois and Connecticut and some other spots as well. Christy, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you.